You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head coach Philip Ponder. Coach, first of all, thanks a ton for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coach, last year the Peachels posted a 15-11 record, 9-7 in SCAC play, third in the East Division. Just talk about what your guys learned as they went through last season.
Last year was kind of a trying season. You know, we going into the season, we were picked pretty high, and we just had a lot of injuries, and we didn't have, you know, 15-11 is not a bad year, but it wasn't the year we were hoping for, and we just learned how important it is to play together as a team so much. And you know, I think last year, when you look at the entire year, we probably had over 100, 110, 120 practices, and I think we maybe had 10 practices all year with our five starters practicing together. So we just kind of learned how important it is to play with each other, and we didn't get a chance to do that much last year. And so far this year in the preseason, we've already this year practiced together as a group more than we did the entire season last year. So I think that's going to be beneficial to us.
Graduated two starters from a year ago, and guys David Allison and Wade Weldon. Just talk about how you go about filling those roles, both not only as leaders on the court, but you know, in terms of basketball, you know, as well.
Yeah, Wade and David had very good senior years, so obviously some big shoes to fill. But I'm pretty confident we've got guys that can do that. You know, we've got a couple of sophomores this year that played a little bit as freshmen last year behind those guys. But I think they're ready to step in. And the good thing is they were with us last year, so they kind of understand our defense, understand our offense. We're doing a few new things this year, but because they were with us last year and did get some quality playing time as freshmen, I feel like that gives them an advantage over, you know, a newcomer coming in where he's learning the system, learning what it takes to play college basketball. So I think these two guys are going to fill in pretty nicely for us.
Three key seniors return for this team, and Alex Ritchie, Todd Ward, and Joe Kinney. Of course, Ritchie and Ward, both all-conference performers a year ago, and all three of these guys have a chance to be 1,000-point career scorers. You know, just talk about these three guys, the way you've seen them develop as basketball players over their career, and the importance they are to this team and what you expect to see out of them on the floor.
But yeah, we've got a really good senior class. Those three guys have all been playing a lot ever since their freshman years. Joe basically started from day one as a freshman. Todd came in at the semester break of his freshman year and basically made an impact right away. He was a freshman of the year that year. And then Ritchie was our sixth man his freshman year and has started the last 2 years. So basically all those guys have started at least 2 years, and then Ritchie was a sixth man his freshman year. So they've got a lot of playing time under their belts, a lot of experience. You know, Todd came in, made an impact right away, had a phenomenal sophomore year where I think he was one of the best players in the country, not just the conference. He was hampered all last season with an injury, so he wasn't quite as dynamic or spectacular last year, but he's got his health back this year, and I think he's ready to have a monster season. Joe was struggling with injuries all last year, too, and he had knee surgery or type of knee procedure this fall right before the season, and so he said his knee feels 100%. It's the best he's felt in 2 years, and he's playing that way, too, because he struggled a little bit last year just because of the knee problems, and he had some foot problems as well. So he's healthy. I expect him to have a season like he did his sophomore year when he was third team all conference as a sophomore. And then Richie's just gotten better every year. When he came in, he was kind of just a shooter, and he's continued to develop his game. He's increased his confidence. He's very confident in himself now. He's able to take the ball to the hole now, which was something he couldn't do when he got here. So he's developed his game into an all-around game as opposed to just being a spot-up shooter. So I'm expecting him to have a great senior year, too. So all three of them are huge parts of what we're doing.
Now, Coach, last season the Peachels were fourth in the conference in terms of offensive rebounds, averaging 11.5 per game. You know, talk about the importance of getting those second-chance opportunities and how you guys continue that trend this year.
We You know, it's funny that we did okay rebounding-wise, normally playing a small lineup last year. We were usually playing Todd at the five and four guards around him. So, I mean, night in and night out, we were probably the smaller team on the court. But this year, we have the option of playing bigger, playing Todd at the four and playing a post player with him. Possible chance to even play him at the three a little bit, which would really make us as big as we've ever been, although we still have the ability to go small. But rebounding is huge, and that's the thing I talked about with the guys' first day of practice. I was like, how did Duke win the national championship last year? They were probably less dynamic offensively than they had been in years, but they won it with defense and rebounding. And so we kind of looked at that and talked about how we think we can be successful in the SEAC as it become even better rebounding-wise, because we did pretty good on the boards last year, especially for our size, but we want to do even better. You can have an off-shooting night if you're rebounding the basketball. You know, rebounding the basketball makes up for an off-shooting night. But if you're not rebounding the basketball and you have an off-shooting night, you lose the game. If you're rebounding the basketball, you can still win a game even if you're not shooting particularly well.
Coach, you mentioned rebounding and defense. I know Oglethorpe flies up and down the court. Over the past couple of years, you guys have been in the tops of the league in scoring offense, but teams have also gotten their points. How have you gone about this year and trying to tighten up the defense a little bit moving forward?
Yeah, I think basically our style of play and the lineups that we've been playing have obviously helped us offensively put up a lot of points, but when you're playing four guards and a 6'5", 190-pound five-man, you're the smallest team on the court every night. And so that just, even if you have good team defense, when you don't have the links at a position, you know, if you're smaller at the five, you're smaller at the four, smaller at the three, you can't bother shots quite as much, you don't rebound quite as well. Like I said, I think we're going to be playing a bigger lineup a lot of times this year. And so if we just have the exact same defensive positioning that we've had in the past, but now we're 3 inches taller at the five than we were, 3 inches taller at the four than we were, you know, I think we're going to have more length. We're going to be able to bother shots more. We're going to rebound the ball better. So I think our ability to go a little bigger this year than we have in the past is going to help our defense and our rebounding.
Biggest surprise you've seen from your guys so far in preseason and practice as you prepare for the season?
I'll tell you what. I mean, it's just been a great group this year so far. It's probably the first season I can remember since I've been the head coach that I haven't lost my voice from yelling, or I haven't really lost my temper. You know, they've irritated me a few times, I'll be honest with you, but I haven't really gotten ticked off at the guys yet. They just, we have a veteran group, and we go through the drills, and they know what they're doing. I don't have to stop and correct as much as I have in the past. I don't have to stop and teach as much as I have in the past. And it's just been a fun group in terms of they're doing everything I've asked, and I haven't gotten mad at them yet. We haven't played a game, obviously, but you know, I just think the experience factor with 12 of our 14 players being returning players, it's just been the smoothest preseason I can remember.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Men's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined by Oglethorpe University head coach Phil Ponder. And coach, you mentioned those two new faces. Talk about the incoming freshmen, the two guys you brought in, what you expect from that group, and do you feel like you have somebody that can really help the program out this year?
They're both quality guards. It's been a little unfair to them in that because we have so many returners, we've been going faster in practice, and we've just kind of asked them to try to keep up, where when you have a situation where you have six new guys or something, you have to go a lot slower to bring the guys along, get them up to speed. But like I said, because we have so many returners, 12 of the 14 players are returners, we've been going pretty fast and just telling the freshmen, hey, you got to keep up. And so they're a little bit behind right now in terms of what we want to do offensively and defensively. But I think as the year goes on, they're going to get start to get up to speed and maybe be able to contribute. I don't know if they'll be able to play right away, but one of them is just a knockdown shooter, one of the best shooters we've had here. in years. So if a team plays a zone, we certainly have confidence to put him in. And then the other one is just a really good athlete, strong kid, strong guard. So both of them are going to have good careers for us, but they are a little bit behind right now just because they're 3 weeks into their college career, and the other 12 guys have been doing this for a while.
You know, Coach, I mentioned the graduation of Wade Weldon and David Allison, two guys that I know got some minutes last year that you talked about a little bit, Alex Pitts and Tyler Cerrone. Just talk about their development, especially at the guard position, and how far they've come along since their freshman year and coming over from Birmingham Southern in Cerrone's case.
Alec, we kind of had to throw him into the fire right away because, you know, David Allison missed the first, I think, eight or nine games last season. And so we didn't have another point guard besides Joe Kennedy. So Alec was playing 20 minutes a game from game one. In the second game of his career, he had 26 points. When David came back, Alec's minutes went back down to about 10 minutes a game. And he understood the situation. He was filling in for a senior. So when his minutes went down, he accepted that role, you know, as good as he could. But that also, being able to play those big minutes early in the season and playing in crunch time early in the season gave him some good experience. And I'll tell you what, he's the quickest on-ball defender we've had since I've been at Oglethorpe. So he's going to make an impact on both ends of the floor for us this year. Tyler is just kind of what we call a designated shooter. When he comes in, his job is to shoot the three. He's just a great, great shooter. And then we've actually got another sophomore named Christian Mullinette that didn't play a lot as a freshman early in the year, but by the end of the season he was playing 10 or 12 minutes, and he's been looking really good. So I think he's a future SEAC star, to be honest with you.
The SEAC presents a number of challenges, Coach. Just talk about, you know, navigating through the SEAC schedule and really what makes this league so competitive.
Well, I think the SEAC, you know, we don't really have a top 10 team, top 15 team probably this year. But the thing about the conference is there's no easy wins. I mean, I think top to bottom is one of the toughest conferences in the nation. We may not have the teams that some of the Wisconsin conferences have, or the UAA a couple years ago. I don't think the UAA is quite as good as it used to be. But, you know, we don't have that top 10, top 15 team, but every team is good. And every team on their home floor, you got to bring your A game to beat them. So I think just the parity within the conference, the fact that every team can play, and then obviously the travel, you know, winning on the road is just, it's tough in any conference. In the SEAC, it's just even tougher. Just you're traveling so much. So it's a tough conference.
You know, this year, Coach, the Eastern Division will benefit from the 9 home games to just the 7 road games. Talk about the importance of protecting that home floor. And you mentioned it's so hard to win on the road in this league, and then, you know, being able to go on the road and steal some wins as well.
Yeah, I mean, we always talk about, hey, let's get sweeps at home. And if you obviously, when you go on the road, you want to get a sweep. But if you can sweep at home and get splits on the road, you're going to be in great shape. So, I mean, if we do that, then we're going to be, what, 13-3 or 12-4? So protecting your home court is huge. So I'm very happy that we got the 9 home games as opposed to the 7 this year. I think that can be big for us. But, yeah, just winning on the road because of the travel, you know, especially winning on the road on Sundays is difficult. So any road wins you can get are huge, but you got to protect your home court. You know, if you split at home, we feel like that's an unsuccessful weekend.
Finally, Coach, just talk about the goals this team has heading into the 2010-11 season, and, you know, what are two or three things that you've really been working on hard with your coaching staff in order to get this team ready to start the regular season?
Well, I think, you know, last year there were some high expectations for us, and we had high expectations as well. And even though we had a good year, we didn't have quite the year we were wanting. Again, I think injuries really came into play with that. So, I mean, we want to stay healthy this year, and we think if we can stay healthy, we think we're kind of being overlooked a little bit this year, to be honest with you. I think this year's team healthy is better than last year's team if they were healthy. So maybe we were a little overrated last year, but again, the injuries really hurt us. I think maybe we're a little underrated this year. I think this team has a chance to be good. I mean, we want to win the conference. You know, that's what we wanted to do last year. That's what we want to do this year. Main thing, we want to have intensity every day in practice. We want to have intensity in every game. We want to play harder than our opponents. We think that getting a little better defensively and a little better rebounding wise is what's going to, you know, put us over the top. We've been good for several years, but to go to that next level, we think the defense and rebounding is what's going to take us there. We're still going to be able to score points. We're talented offensively. So if we continue to do what we've been doing offensively and just improve the defense and rebounding a little bit, we feel like it could be our year.
Oglethorpe University head men's basketball coach Philip Ponder again. The Peachels kick off their 2010-11 campaign November 15th at home on Penholster Court against LaGrange College. Coach, thanks so much for your time and best of luck as you move throughout the rest of the season.
All right, thanks, Ron.